بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين ورحمة الله وبركاته إلهي هذا ظلي ظاهر بين يديك وهذا حالي لا يخفى عليك. امام حسین علیہ السلام says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my Lord, this is my humble situation, this is my weakness, this is my emptiness, which is known to you. ظاهرٌ بَيْنَ يَدَيْكَ. You know how needy I am, how weak I am. وَهَذَا حَالِي لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْكَ. This is my condition which you are completely aware. So this is a kind of acknowledgement, a kind of admission. Allah knows about our weakness, but we are saying that we acknowledge that we are weak. مِنْكَ أَطْلُبُ الْوُصُولَ إِلَيْكَ. Now that I am weak, I am needy, I ask you to help me to reach you. مِنْكَ أَطْلُبُ الْوُصُولَ إِلَيْكَ. We have only one solution. We have only one way for salvation, and that is to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who can help us? Allah Himself. Because we ourselves do not have the means and resources to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If His guidance, His support, His provision is not there, we can never reach Him. So مِنْكَ أَطْلُبُ الْوُصُولَ إِلَيْكَ. From you I seek reaching you. So this is like what we say in Salat, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. We only ask help from you. No one else can help us, because everyone else other than Allah is in need of help. Yes, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives some people power to help other people, like prophets. Prophets have been sent by Allah so that they can help others. But even prophets without Allah cannot do anything. Imams, ulama, all help us through the guidance received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only one who is at the end, ultimately able to help, is only Allah Himself. Allah says to Prophet Musa, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa salam, ya Musa, akhrij qawmaka min al-zulumat ila al-nur. The whole mission of Musa, if you want to summarize in one sentence, is to take his people from darkness to light. أخرج قومك من الظلمات إلى النور. People who are in darkness, they cannot find their way towards light. They need someone who has come from light to them to take them to light. Those who are in dark, even they may think that there is nothing else. They may say, we enjoy being in dark. Someone who has experience with light should come to them and take them towards light. So Allah says, أخرج قومك من الظلمات إلى النور. Or about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The same thing, Allah says that this man has come to take people from darkness to light. Quran, a book which has come to give us the light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kitabun wa nurun mubin. Or for example, Allah says, He has sent a zikr. إنا أنزلنا إليكم ذكرا رسولا يتلو عليكم آيات الله مبينات ليخرج الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات من الظلمات إلى النور. So he has sent the Quran, he has sent the Prophet so that he take us with the help of Quran from darkness to the light. If Allah doesn't provide us with such things, we cannot find our way back to him. So Imam Hussein says, مِنْ كَأَتُلُبُ الْوُسُولَ إِلَيْكَ. From you, I want to gain power and energy and guidance to come to you. مِنْ كَأَتُلُبُ الْوُسُولَ إِلَيْكَ. وَبِكَ أَسْتَدِلُّ عَلَيْكَ. And with you, I try to find guidance so that I can come to you. My dalil, my guide is you yourself. As we said yesterday, Imam says, there is nothing more clearer than you yourself. I want to use you as my guide, my dalil, so that I can come to you. But this is very beautiful that when a person reaches this level of understanding, he is already very close to Allah. When you realize that it's only Allah who can help, when you realize that you are very weak, indeed it shows that you have progressed a lot. It means that you have been very much advanced in your journey towards Allah, because you have reached the point that you realize that no one other than Allah can help you. Those who think that their knowledge, their experience, I don't know, their friends, their group, their tribe can help them, they are still naive. Those who are very advanced, they reach the point that they realize the only one to trust, the only one to ask for help is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَهْدِنِي بِنُورِكَ إِلَيْكَ. Guide me with your light towards yourself. فَهْدِنِي بِنُورِكَ إِلَيْكَ. Let me enjoy your light so that I can come to you. You know, the whole life then becomes very enjoyable, because you are using the light to reach the source of light. You are moving further towards light. You are no longer moving in the darkness of the night. Those who are in the darkness of night, they are confused, they are perplexed. But such a person in the middle of the day is working to reach the source of the light, because he has already light of Allah with him. فَهْدِنِي بِنُورِكَ إِلَيْكَ. Guide me with your light towards yourself. And one of the results that inshallah we will speak about it later, is that such people, because they have the light from Allah, they are not in doubt. You know, one of the strongest obstacle for a wayfarer towards Allah is doubt. Unnecessary doubts. Because when you have doubt, you become very weak. When you have doubt whether I should do this or I should not do this, you cannot mobilize your energy. You are always thinking, maybe I am wrong. Maybe I should have done something else. One of the weapons of shaitan is to bring doubt. A person, a community who lives in doubt cannot be very powerful and strong and determined. But these people, because they have light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they don't have doubt. They know what they have to do. They are very clear. And this gives you very good position, very good standpoint. Certainty is very important. فَهْدَنِي بِنُورِكَ إِلَيْكَ وَأَقِمْنِي بِصِدْقِ الْعُبُودِيَّةِ بَيْنَ يَدَيْكَ. Please enable me to stand in front of you with sincere and honest servitude. بِصِدْقِ الْعُبُودِيَّةِ. If someone is standing before Allah as a true and honest and sincere servant of Allah, this person has already gone very far in his journey. أَقِمْنِي بِصِدْقِ الْعُبُودِيَّةِ. Many people, instead of عُبُودِيَّة, they are interested in عِبَادَةِ. And عِبَادَة is different from عُبُودِيَّة. We have عَابِد and we have عَبْد. عَابِد is a worshipper. عَبْد is a servant. There's a big difference. Sometimes people translate this ayah, مَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. They say, I have not created jinns or human beings except to worship me. But I think worship me is not enough. You should say, except to serve me. Because we don't want to be just a worshipper. We want to be a servant. If you are a servant, you are definitely a worshipper. A servant, even when he is not worshipping in a ritualistic way, still is considered as a servant. If you are a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we explained one night, whether you are doing something, or even if you have some rest to gain energy to serve Him, you are serving Him. In the month of Ramadan, Allah gives us this honor of being at His service. Therefore, نومكم فيها عبادة. Even if you sleep, is عبادة. If you breathe, is تسبيح. أنفاسكم فيها تسبيح. Why? Because you are in the condition of servitude to Allah. So you are not doing anything, but you are considered as someone who is doing عبادة. But if you are just a worshipper doesn't necessarily mean that you are a servant. Like what? Like Shaitan. Shaitan was a worshipper, was not a servant. There was no humbleness, there was no servitude, there was no ubudiyah. He was not abd of Allah, he was a worshipper. 6,000 years he was a worshipper, but even for a moment he was not a servant. If worshipping was the sign of being advanced, he must be more advanced than any other prophet. Because no prophet worshipped Allah for 6,000 years. But it's not a matter of how much you worship. It's a matter of how much you are able to show servitude to Allah. And this is why we say to the prophet, as greatest achievement of Prophet, I think this is the greatest achievement of the Prophet, أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. We don't say, I bear witness that Muhammad was a worshipper of God. He was worshipping God. No, he was عَبْدُهُ. This is what he achieved. And Rasuluhu is what Allah gave him. And because he was the best abd, Allah gave him the best Rasala. Because he was the best abd, Allah gave him the best book. So to worship is not enough. It's a step towards reaching servitude, becoming abd. Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, I want to be your abd. And not just by claim. بصدق العبودية أقمني بصدق العبودية بين يديك. Please let me be able to stand in front of you, before you, with honest servitude. Because servitude is something that, if it's honest, it is useful. If it's not honest, many people claim that we are servant of God. This honesty is important. You cannot stand in front of Allah and claim falsely that I am your servant. Allah knows everything. It is sidq which works. Al-najatu fi sidq. So this is a very high class, very high level. This is something that Imam wants to reach. To reach the level of being someone like Rasulullah. Someone who is a true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once a person asked me, what is the definition of abd? Who is a servant? I don't know what is your understanding of this. How can we define abd? If we say, is the one who worships Allah is not enough. If we say the one who obeys Allah is not enough. I said, abd is the one who finds his identity in his master. If I am a normal person, you ask me who you are, I say, I am Sheikh Shomali. But if I am a servant, when you ask me who you are, I say, I am servant of so-and-so. I don't say my name, because my name is not important. When someone is a servant, he doesn't say, this is my name. When they ask him who you are, he says, I am servant of so-and-so. It means that my identity is defined by my belonging to my master. He doesn't say, I am so-and-so. The honor for a servant is to attribute himself to his master. If we are a good servant of Allah, you should do this. If you are a good companion of Imam Zaman, when someone asks me, who you are, what achievement you have, what qualifications you have, I should only say, I am a follower of Imam Zaman. This is my greatest honor. I don't have any qualification, anything better than this. I am a lover of Imam Hussein. This is the best thing for me. Because these are our masters. And we and our imams, all, we have one greatest honor, that we are all servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a hierarchy. We are not even that worthy to say that we are servant of Allah. So we say we are servants of the servants of Allah. So Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Elahi kafa bi izzan an akuna laka abda wa kafa bi fakhran an takuna li rabba. It suffices me as honor to be your servant. This is the best thing for me. You know, if there is a person who works for the king or for the queen or for the president, everywhere he says, I am working for the king, for the queen. People like, look, this person every day visits the king or the queen. So what about a person who is a servant of Allah? Why should not be proud? Why should it be very much feeling honor that he is servant of Allah? So, Elahi, O Allah, أَقِمْنِي بِصِدْقِ الْعُبُودِيَّةِ بَيْنَ يَدَيْكِ. Please let me be able to stand in front of you with honest and sincere servitude. إِلَهِ عَلِّمْنِي مِنْ عِلْمِكَ الْمَخْزُونَ. Imam Hussein says, "O Allah, teach me from your knowledge which is kept hidden." Normal people have no access to that knowledge. That is the hidden knowledge. Ilmul ghayb. Ilmika al-makhsoon. Some type of knowledge is available. You go to school, to university, to hawza, you read books, you ask. This is conventional methods of learning, which is very good. We should always try to learn. We should ask, we should study, we should go to teachers. This is very good. But this is not the end of the story. This is just the beginning. The real knowledge, the true knowledge, which comes with guidance, which comes with light, is what Allah projects in the heart of people. As Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, to Anwan al-Basri, لَيْسَ الْعِلْمِ بِالتَّعْلِيمِ وَالتَّعَلُّمِ, or according to some versions, بِكَثْرَةِ التَّعْلِيمِ وَالتَّعَلُّمِ. Knowledge doesn't come just by learning and teaching. بَلَ الْعِلْمُ نُورٌ يَقْذِفُهُ اللَّهُ فِي قَلْبِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Knowledge is the light that Allah puts in the heart of the people that He wants. It is true that you have to benefit from whatever knowledge is available. You cannot go, I don't go to a school, I don't go to any place to learn and wait for Allah to give you knowledge directly. No. You have to use all the channels. But at the end, these are only for the beginners. The main knowledge is with Him, and Allah makes it available to the people that He is pleased with. As the Quran says, لا يظهر على قيبه أحدا إلا من ارتضى. He would not let anyone to have access to his ghayb, to the hidden world, except the people that he is pleased with. So Imam Hussein says, please teach me from that knowledge. That knowledge is something that makes everything clear. Beyond any doubt, beyond any question, beyond any ambiguity, you know what you are supposed to do. You know what is going to happen. عَلِّمْنِي مِنْ عِلْمِكَ الْمَخْزُونَ وَصُنِّي بِسِتْرَكَ الْمَصُونَ. صَانَ يَسُونُ comes from siyana. Siyana means to protect, to cover. Oh Allah, please provide me with cover, with protection. Something that no one would be able to penetrate. We are all in need of protection. Allah should help us and cover us. If Allah doesn't provide us with this cover, with this satr, with this kind of shelter, many problems happen. For people like us, not like Imam Hussein of course, but people like us, we have many problems, many faults, many bad actions. If Allah is not showing His protection and cover to us, if Allah is not Sattar al-Uyub, then we would lose our honor. Allah gives us chance to correct ourselves. Otherwise, if the first sin that you commit, Allah makes it known to public, then you are finished. Allah says, I want you to remain under my protection, my cover, so that inshallah you come back. Even He says, no one who knows about what my servant has done is permitted to disclose this. This is one of the greatest sins. Don't say this person has committed a sin, I want to declare. No. Allah says, this is between me and him. You don't have right to say to other people, I want my servant to remain with honor and dignity. No one should spread even if it is true, the news about bad actions of people, let alone, na'udhu billah, to fabricate rumors and spread. Allah says, I want my people to remain under protection. I want only you to speak about good things that you see in each other. Even when someone dies, we are asked to say only good things about them. اذكروا موتاكم بالخير. Even if you know that person has done something bad, don't say, now he's dead, he will not, you know, suffer or lose. No. Still, you should say only good things about him, not bad things. So, one side of protection is this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us by not letting people know about our bad qualities. The second thing is that Allah protects us from bad people. There are people who are after hunting mu'mineen, after hunting good people, because they love bad things to spread in the world. They love darkness. You know, I don't know if you have had this experience. Sometimes people who are bad, they cannot see a good person. They suffer when they see there's a good person in the class or in the office. He's not doing anything wrong. But if, for example, he doesn't drink with them, they suffer. They think that it's a kind of troublemaker for us. He doesn't do anything. He's just kind and nice. But they want this be something like them. They don't want, you know, that person to be different. So, those people who are bad, they always want to hunt good people and make them like them, like themselves. There are many, many cases that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala diverts their attention so that they don't think about us and plan against us. In the Quran, Allah says, لَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ لَاتَّبَعْتُمُ الشَّيْطَانَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. If it was not because of Allah's favor and rahmah, you would have followed shaitan and followers of shaitan except a very little minority, very little group of people, very few people. If it was not because of Allah's favor and mercy, they would have decided to deceive you. This is Quran. So Allah protects us by keeping us away from their attention. So there are many ways that Allah provides us with support. Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, Oh Allah, please sunni bisatrakal masoon. Please protect me with your protection, which is not defeated by anyone. No one can penetrate into your protection. Ilahi, haqqiqni bihaqa'iq ahl al-qurb. I wish you all knew Arabic. Ilahi, haqqiqni bihaqa'iq ahl al-qurb. Oh Allah, please give me the truth of the people who are close to you. It means that those who are close to Allah, they are real. Their life is real. Their ideas are real. Those who are far from Allah, they are pseudo human beings. They are pseudo believers. The closer you are to Allah, the more real you become. The farther you are from Allah, the more false your ideals, your aims, your life becomes. Those who are far from Allah, what is their life? إنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو or لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد. What is their life for? Either to decorate themselves and adorn themselves, or for example to play and be busy with the games, or accumulate money, or say to people that I am better than you because I have, you know, more achievements, or I have more children. This is the life. The late Shaykh Baha'i Rahmatullah Alayhi says this ayah refers to different stages of life. When you are a young child, you are busy with la'ib, just playing games. When you are a teenager, you are busy with zina. You want always to look nice. Of course, it's good to look nice, but not too much. Then when you grow a little bit, then for you, it's very important to make yourself busy. So you have hobbies, you have, you know, something for your leisure time. You spend most of your time on these things. When you grow a little bit more, then that's the time that you want to have wife, children, husband, family. You spend all your energy on this. When you grow harder, then this is the time you say, okay, now I have 10 houses, few cars, I don't know, so much investment. So you spend your life on this. So these are different stages of life, but these are all illusions. These are not real. This is not something you can take with you to Akhirah. These things only work in this dunya. In this dunya is like a kind of exhibition. In exhibition, you can use these things. But when you go to the real life, which is Akhirah, none of these things work. If you have beautiful painting of, you know, dollar and pounds, okay, in exhibition it's good. Maybe they give you a prize. But when you go to the real life, no one will buy this from you. This dunya is just a game, an exhibition. The main thing is those who are clever, they are not deceived. They know that everything is just some instrument, some opportunity to make something for your real life. This is the main thing. So if we achieve something for that life, we are winners. Otherwise, we are losers. So Imam Hussein says, haqqiqni. Haqqiqni means make me real. بحقائق أهل القرب, with the realities of the people who are close to you. I want to become a real person who is busy with the real life. I want to be close to you. Allah is haqq. The Quran says, ذَلِكَ بَأَنَّ اللَّهُ هُوَ الْحَقِّ. So He is the true and the truth. He is the real. And everyone who goes towards Allah becomes more real. وَسْلُكْ بِي مَسْلَكَ أَحْلِ الْجَذْبِ. Please put me on those routes, on those ways, roads, which are the for the people who are attracted by you. Jazb means attraction. Our ulama say that a person who moves towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes he receives some jazb, some attraction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, many of you may have had this experience, especially those who are very young, those who are teenagers, they can have this experience. But even adults can have this. Sometimes, without understanding why, you feel very close to Allah. You feel your salat is changed. You have different experience in salat. You really feel you are with Allah when you are praying. You feel that you have more patience, you have more concentration, you have more concentration on the hereafter. You feel that you want to be very kind with everyone. You want to be with the good people. There is no attraction in good food or, I don't know, good car. Why? Because there is a jazb. There is an attraction from Allah. Allah has sent you some light. Allah has sent you some signals. If you really appreciate this extra energy and guidance that Allah sends you and safeguard it, you can move fast towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then you would receive more and more of these attractions. If you don't pay enough attention, this will die. Then to achieve it again is very difficult. Whenever such thing happens to you, try to keep it and safeguard it. Because these are very important. Because normally, when we don't have that much a connection, it's very difficult. It's a matter of how much you are, you know, understanding, how intelligent you are, so that you force yourself to do good things. You know, sometimes I say my prayer on time because I am an intelligent person. I know that the best thing for me is Salat. I know that the best thing for me is to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So although I may be tired, or I may be, for example, not that much feeling powerful spiritually, because I am intelligent, I decide to do this, and I do it. Like, for example, you know that at least every week once you have to see your mother or father. So even if you have no energy, you are tired, you make a point to see your mother because you are intelligent. If you are not intelligent, you say, whenever I have good feeling, I go and see my mother. Then you see that maybe for several months you don't go and see. A person who has understanding, is intelligent, doesn't let his emotions and conditions decide for him. He decides. Okay. So I know that I have to say my prayer on time, and I force myself. But if you receive that jazb, that attraction from Allah, you cannot wait for the time of Salah to come. You are like a hungry person waiting for food. So you don't need to force yourself. You have just to let naturally your body goes towards sajjada. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, my relation with Salat is like your relation when you are hungry and thirsty with food and drink. When you are very hungry, you don't need anyone to tell you, go and, you know, eat something. You automatically want to go and eat. When you are thirsty, you love to drink some water. Rasulullah says, I am like a hungry person, like a thirsty person. My soul aspires to Salat, but with a difference. Those who are hungry, when they eat, then the desire for food comes down. So if you give them, you know, please have a second, you know, dish, he said, no, I cannot take anything, I'm full. But Rasulullah says, when I say my Salat, my hunger for Salat doesn't stop. My thirst doesn't stop. So I want to do Salat as much as possible. Because it is not something physical. Your body can take only a certain amount of food or water. But your soul can take infinite amount of remembrance of Allah. This is why we have in Hadith, Allah has put a limit for everything except remembrance. Remembrance of Allah has no limit. Day and night, remember Allah. Winter and summer, remember Allah. On your bed, or in your car, or on the carpet, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, this is the power of attraction, of jazb. And if this happens to you, and normally this happens to people because Allah wants everyone to have a taste. I don't think there is any person who has never had this taste. when this happens to you, keep it. Don't let it go quickly. Do something to make it more endurable. وَسْلُكْ بِي مَسْلَكَ أَهْلَ الْجَذْبَ. So let me be one of those who come to you because they are attracted, not they force themselves. I want to come because of the magnetic power that you have, not because I want to push myself. That is very slow. Those people who push themselves, they go little by little. But those who are attracted by Allah, they have fallen in love with Allah, they want to fly towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tonight, we remember a lover of Allah, a person who was attracted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is Hazrat Abbas. From his childhood, he was a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is not strange, this is not odd, because a person from such a noble background, with upbringing of Amirul Mu'mineen, and having brothers like Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, and sister like Sister Zainab, and like Lady Ummul Baneen, so it's not strange. And with having his own potential, he soon grew up and became a very special person. One of the things that you wonder about him is that he was a person that, according to our hadith, he had very strong insight. His vision was very insightful. The hadith says, "Kana ammi Abbas nafidh al-basira." He was able to see and to penetrate into all the worlds and see the reality. This is very special. This is not something that you can learn by studying books or attending a school. This is the light that Allah has to give you, that no one can deceive you. Even if people wrap in the most beautiful, you know, papers a false idea, you can realize that inside is false. He was Nafidh al-Basira. Another special quality of him was he was very loyal. He was so loyal that my understanding is this, that from his childhood, he realized that for him to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to get closer to Allah is to be loyal to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He had this lesson from his mother that if you want to please Allah, if you want to please me, you have to serve Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Although he was a brother of Imam, a young brother, and for sure Imam had lots of love for him, but he was always very polite, never without permission was sitting next to Imam. Imagine, from childhood, never called Imam brother except in the last moment of his life. Very loyal, very polite, very respectful. And then something amazing is that when Hazrat Abbas is martyred, Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, "Al-an ankasara dhahri." Now my back is broken. Nothing broke his back except the killing of Abbas. وَانْقَتَعَ الرَّجَاءِ. Now I have lost my hope. It means that when Abbas was there, despite the fact that I had no soldier, no army left, with thousands of enemies. But when Abbas was there, still there was a hope. Because it was impossible to have Abbas and then enemies come and attack the children. It was impossible. Even the enemies could not dare of thinking this. So this shows that how a person who is not Imam, but by loving Allah and being loyal to Imam, can reach such a position that Imam says, he is my hope. He is a strength of me. You know that because he was responsible for carrying the flag, he was the standard bearer of the army, so he didn't take part in battle. It is said only for a short time he went to help Hur and Zuhair. Otherwise, most of the time, he didn't go to battle. And this by itself is a lesson of obedience. You know, as a brave man, you want to go and fight. But because Imam asked him to carry the standard, the flag, he didn't fight. Because if that flag was not being carried, that was the sign of defeat. So he had to protect. But when everyone was killed and only Imam was left, he went to Imam alayhi salam and said, please give me permission. And Imam started crying. How can I let you go? Then Abu al-Fazl al-Abbas alayhi salam said, لَقَدْ سَئِمْتُ الْحَيَاةِ. I have no interest in this life. I cannot see you are alone. I cannot see the children are thirsty and I cannot do anything for them. There is no point for me in keeping this life going. So Imam alayhi salam said, so please go and bring some water before you go to battle. Maybe for some reason Allah didn't want Abbas to fight. Maybe Allah didn't want many people to be killed by Abbas. Anyway, he went to the battle, to the Shari'at of Furat, which was surrounded by 4,000 people. And he managed to get into water. And naturally, he first wanted to drink water. But as soon as he saw water, ذَكَرَ عَتَشَ الْحُسَيْنِ. He remembered the thirst of Hussein. And he said, I'm not able to drink this water. He dropped the water. And you know that how enemies attacked Hazrat Abbas in a very inhuman way. This is a poem which explains that painful moment. When Hazrat Abbas carried the container of water and was moving with some happiness towards the tents to take this water to the children, they first attacked and cut off the hand right off of Hazrat. Goft ey dast uftadi khosh biyoft tiq dar dast degar begreft o goft. He didn't stop, he didn't pay attention to his hand. He just took his sword with his left hand and said, Amadam ta jan bebazam dast chist, mast kaz sili gurizad mast nist. I am here to give my life for Hussein. I don't bother about my hand. A lover who thinks about his hand is not a true lover. خاصه مست باده عشق حسین یادگار مرتضی میر هنین Especially, I am a lover of Hussein. I have drunk from the wine of love of Hussein. خود به پاداش دو دست فرشیم حق برویاند دو بال عرشیم. Instead of my hands that I have offered for Hussein, Allah is going to give me two wings in heaven. تابدان بر جعفر تیاروار خوش بپرم در بهشتستان یار. I am going to fly with these two wings like جعفر تیار in heaven. این بگفت و بی فسوس و بی دریق اندر آن دست دگر بگرفت تیغ. عباس said this and carried his sword with his left hand. He moved on towards the tent. Mustafa ba Murtaza mi got in. The poet says, imagine Rasulullah and Imam Ali from Barzakh. They are looking at the battlefield. Rasulullah is saying to Imam Ali, Bazuye Abbas ra inak bebin. Look at the hand, the arm of Abbas. گفت هیدر با دو چشم تر بدو که کدام این بازویش بینم بگو. امام علی said to Rasulullah, which arm of Abbas should I look at? بینم آن بازو که تیغ انداخته است. یا خدا آن بازو که تیغ انداخت است. Shall I look at his arm which is cut off by the sword of enemies, or shall I look at his left arm which is carrying his sword? کافری دیگر در آمد از غفا کرد دست دیگرش از تن جدا. Another enemy came from behind and cut off his other hand. They didn't dare to come from front. He came from behind. جون بی افگان از نامقبلی هر دو دست دست پرورد علی. When they cut off both hands of Abbas which were brought up by Ali, گفت گر شد منقطع دست از تنم دست جان در دامن وصلش زنم. He said, if you have left me without hands, with the hand of my soul, I hold on to my beloved. Bayadam sad dast dar yek astin, ta kunam isar shah rastin. He said, I wish I had 100 hands in my asleep so that I offer to this true king Hussein. منت ایزد که اندر راه شاه دست را دادم گرفتم دستگاه. I am grateful to Allah that because of Hussein I gave my hand, but Allah gave me instead of that his closeness. I have a special position with Allah. دست من بر خون به دشت افگنده به مرغ عاشق پر و بالش کنده به. In this ocean of blood it's better if my hand is not with me. A bird which is loving, it's better to be without feathers and wings.
میکنم در خون شنا بی دست من، میکنم در خون شنا بی دست من، برخلاف هر شناور در زمان. I am swimming in this ocean without hands, unlike any swimmer. گرچه نا کرده شنا بی دست کس، این شنا خاص شهیدان از دوباره. No one has ever been able to swim without hands. This is swimming of the martyrs who can swim to Allah without hands. Ala la'natullahi ala al-qawm al-zalimin. Wa sayalamu al-lazina zalamu ayyamun ghaladan yanghalibun. Nas'aluka Allahumma wa nadu'uk bismika al-azim al-a'zam العز الأجل الأكرم وبالقرآن المستحكم وبفاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها يا الله.
Please remember all your hajat, the people who have asked you to pray for them, and remember our Imam Zaman.
يا الله يا الله يا الله Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Ya Arham al-Rahmin. Ya Mughallib al-Ghulub. Thabbit Ghulubana ala Deenik. Wakfina Ya Qadi al-Hajad. ويا كافي المهمات انك على كل شيء قدير. Oh Allah, please send your salutations to Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. Oh Allah, please enable us to be with Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. Please enable us to be with the companions of Imam Hussein. Please enable us to benefit from Shafa of Hussein. Please enable us to do Ziyara of Hussein, Arifan Bihaqe. Please send your Rahmah and forgiveness to all Mu'mineen who have passed away. Please send your rahmah to those who have rights upon us, our parents and foreparents and teachers and ulama. Please give shifa to the brothers and sisters who are ill. Please enrich all the poor people. Please make our Imam Zaman happy with us. Please let us know that our Imam is happy with us. Please let us not do anything which would make our Imam Zaman sad. Please keep us and our children always on the right path. Please make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
التماس دعاء. Thank you.